Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Mark Tauscher on vacation this week. Know a lot of folks have texted in about that. Tausch back next week. Brewers now scheduled to open the season on the road tomorrow in New York. Today's game postponed due to rain and a lot of it in NYC. So we'll go tomorrow with a 12:40 first pitch.
I think the most important thing about any of these opening days for me was that I was not in the starting lineup. I think that was...
Who is in the starting lineup on the roster? What kind of team have we put together for this 2024 campaign? That is the purview of Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold, who I'm assuming against his better judgment has agreed to join us once again on Thursday mornings. Matt, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're great. So you're in New York, right?
I am. Yeah, just watching it rain here.
So, okay, a couple of things on the rain out for today. First of all, good call. I mean, you're there. We talked to our meteorologist earlier, Craig Copeland, who said, yeah, today's a washout. Good call to reschedule.
Yeah, no, it was supposed to rain all day, and just getting that out as soon as we could to everybody made the most sense for us, for sure.
So I know you're probably going to get this question a lot. You've had it before. But can't we plug into the scheduling algorithm or whatever various weather conditions, places where it's nicer to play around this time of year, or perhaps, for example, if your team has a stadium with a roof, like, should we not be hosting the season opener every year?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. you know, I'm not in charge of the schedule, but yeah, I mean, I think having the roof for us is so great and just allows us to play every day. And obviously it's just it's the best place to play anyway, but no, I'm not in charge of the scheduling. I just go wherever they tell me to. So
what do you guys do then on a rainout day? I don't know if you can get any work in. I mean, do we go to see a show or, you know, check out a museum?
No, actually, we're going to have a workout today at the stadium. So we're going to have, it's going to be indoors.
Okay,
obviously,
yeah.
There's no slip and slide out there, but we're going to have an indoor workout. We'll have the guys hitting in the cages and getting ready inside today.
Yeah, you kind of alluded to it, Matt. Our producer and sports guy, Greg, was asking around some of the pro athletes about what that 24-hour wait period can be like. One of our guys referring to it like 24 weeks of waiting. Is this workout, would you say, is the best way to keep some of the younger and older guys also engaged as we kind of wait for the start?
Yeah, you're kind of like a bull in the bullpen, you know, like you're just ready to pop out of there and charge and get ready to go. So, yeah, everyone's, I think, a little antsy, ready to go, and I think having that workout just allows us to get energy going, get loose, get ready to go for tomorrow.
Talking with Milwaukee Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 this morning. Matt, let's talk about the biggest change over the offseason, and there were plenty of them. You were hard at work. But manager Pat Murphy, I mean, if he's as good of a guy and a good manager as it appears that he is, I mean, we're winning the World Series this year. He seems like a super awesome guy and maybe exactly the right guy that this blend of veterans and young talent needs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Murph, I appreciate that. I mean, Murph has been here we worked together for 9 years here. So, I mean, he's just as good as it gets and always prepared. He's going to push everyone's buttons, I think, in good ways and making sure that we're all ready. And he's obviously got the connection with all the players already, you know, so he's been here and just knows the lay of the land. And I love working with him.
In terms of the season ahead and the young guys, I mean, Adam's super excited about Churio, who isn't, right? A couple of the guys say, wasn't a lock listening to Murphy early in the offseason or early in spring training that Churio was just going to get an automatic nod to the everyday roster. But he did. Sounds like he put the work in. You have to be pleased with where he is.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, anytime you're talking about a kid that's 19, just turned 20 years old, there are going to be bumps along the way. So we made sure we didn't want to guarantee anything to him, and he had to earn it. And, you know, to his credit, he came out and did a wonderful job. I mean, he played really well this spring and earned that spot. And that's a credit to him.
Churio aside, Matt, are there any other young names that maybe fans aren't as familiar with yet, but by the time we're knocking on the door of September, they're going to be household names?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's quite a few. I mean, there's some new faces that we have. I think probably the one in particular that stands out to me is probably Joey Ortiz. guy we got in the Corbin Burns trade. I mean, he's an electric defender. Hit a ball almost out of the stadium in Texas when we played there this spring. I mean, he has big power. But he's just a lot of fun to watch, and he's a great kid. So I'd keep my eye on him for sure.
Matt, we appreciate your time on Thursday mornings this year. It's going to be a great ride. Can't wait for baseball tomorrow.
Yeah, likewise, guys. Going to be a great season. Thank you.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 with us this morning. Again, rain out in New York for today. So it's a 12:40 first pitch for the Milwaukee Brewers. First game on the road against the Mets tomorrow.
We need is a rainout.
I get us a rainout.
Man, there ain't been a cloud in the sky in weeks.
$100 says I get us a rainout for tomorrow.